Man, it's StateLineSportsHub.com. StateLineSportsHub.com.
We kick the out of sports. It's only StateLineSportsHub.com. There is no the, but we've got everything you need.
High school sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and all kinds of good things.
It's brought to you locally by
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, and Goble Waterproofing.
What is it again?
StateLineSportsHub.com.
Don't forget it.
News, analysis, interviews, and fun. This is the State Line Sports Hour, presented by Lincoln Rental and Sales on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Werner on the State Line Sports Hour. Good to have you along. Beautiful day, April 26th. 2014, 1900. Whoa, man. I tell
where
you.
Where are you going?
I got up way too early. I'm kind of excited about our next
game. Dave's making Tom wake people up here this
morning.
That's
right. I gave him the wrong number to call, first of all. Right now, though, we're going to be talking with Woodstock principal Corey Tafoya, and he's part of the new Kishwaukee River Conference, and they have five members now in the fold. And Corey, good to have you on today.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, we've been talking for a long time about all this stuff. We've been corresponding back and forth, and it looks like you've got five teams in the fold now. All the Board of Education's look like they've approved it, and you have to be a little bit excited because you've worked real hard at this.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting process to do this, and you're right. We have talked for a long time, and I think that's what probably most of these situations are like, is just an innocent conversation on the sideline of a football game or a volleyball match turns into something more amongst principals and ADs. And these five schools have come together to form a brand new conference. I think it's pretty exciting for all of us at this point.
You know, I know in the past they said be happy to start with five schools if that's all that there is, but how important is it to try to find more and really expand this conference?
Well, That will be important, and we really expect that to happen. But what we've learned is that to get over the hump and to get that started, we really had to kind of stick our necks out there a little bit, and the five schools say, you know, it's going to be a little bit challenging if it stays at five initially. But what we struggled with, and one of our delays was, you know, how to get that sixth school or seventh and eighth school in the fold. And what we realized is that we just had to kind of stick our necks out and create this. So we think we can do now is if we have this five, we're all out, and we've gone to our boards and everything's official. Now some other schools are going to say, wow, this really is real, and it makes some sense to us, just like it did to those other five schools. So we think we kept saying, you got to have five to get to six. And so once we decided that we had a five, then we're hoping it allows other schools to say, yeah, me too, I want in on that.
Well, I know the Woodstock schools, you and Woodstock North, have been very a key to this making it happen because you just never gave up. I mean, you tried a lot of options. You even went to the Big Northern about maybe joining them and stuff. So you guys have really worked hard for this. And why did you want to leave the Fox Valley Conference?
Well, that was a really difficult decision, honestly, because we have a lot of respect for everyone in the Fox Valley. Fox Valley is a great conference, and the principals function really well and trust each other, and AD table is a wonderful group of committed people, too. So it's not that we were dissatisfied with that. It's just we didn't fit any longer. We play schools like Jacobs with 2,500 students in football, and Dundee Crown is almost 2,800. And so when we're sitting at 950 in Woodstock North as closer to 900, playing those schools night in, night out, just it gets draining for our student-athletes because they don't feel like they walk in with a chance sometimes. So we had to look, and I think really when Johnsburg moved out of the conference, that kind of opened our eyes like, yeah, what are we going to do for ourselves? Because in the end, we have an obligation to kind of provide the best opportunities for our students to go out there and compete against like-sized schools. And trying to figure out how we're going to do that was challenging. And we'd heard from some of the people in Harvard and Marengo and Burnaby Central that they were having some just frustration with some of the travel they were part of. And so we really come into this with different things that led us to this. But in the end, we'll have a nice, compact geographic conference, and there's more geographic rivals that could potentially join us to make this a really easy to understand and localized conference with some really good traditional rivals.
You know, obviously staying competitive is a big factor, but how much was the travel a factor? There's been a lot of conference upheaval, especially in that area. You know, how big was travel and trying to stay somewhere that's close by when you're doing these games?
Well, that is critical because if you're going to look to compete against schools of your size, sometimes that means you have to look a little further. But for us, there are many like-sized schools right around us, but they just are in different conferences. So the travel for those big northern schools was the primary issue for them, I think. It's expensive to, you know, go to a Tuesday night game, you know, which is, you know, an hour and 15 minutes away and come back. You know, a lot of kids were missing class time even to make those baseball games in the spring would be a good example. You got to leave sometimes at 2 o'clock, and so that means you're missing academic time. So there's the expense, there's the class time. The Fox Valley conference travel for us isn't too bad, but I know that our friends at Harvard and Marino and Burlington Central really face that, and they've really studied the numbers, and they see significant savings coming their way in terms of travel.
And the Kishwaukee River Conference will start in 2 years unless you get a chance for the big northern schools to pull out a little quicker?
That's right, and that would be the same for us, too. I think our mindset now is we're planning for the 2 years because we'll probably need it for all the scheduling and create all the events, because when we think about all the athletic things and creating, you know, the basketball and football schedules, but there will also be a lot of activity things created that weren't a part of some of our friends from the Big Northern didn't necessarily have. We'll have a fine arts jazz festival, we'll have an art show, we'll have a lot of these academic things that are part of the Fox Valley Conference, but they really were drawn to us hosting and creating too. So there's a lot to plan, and I think we're going to need every bit of that those 2 years.
You know, a lot of talk about which schools you're looking at, things like that. At the end of the day, what's kind of the ideal number for the conference? Where would you like to see the conference get to from a number of teams standpoint?
Well, I always tease our athletic director, Glenn Wilson, who deserves a lot of credit for being just really determined about this, too. You know, he can tell you what socks he's going to wear 2 years from now on Tuesday. They're planners, and it just is amazing, their level of planning. So, obviously, you want to, if you can, land on an even number. I mean, you want to land on 6 or 8 if you can. We realize that 5, and sometimes it comes down to football scheduling, 5 is an interesting number because in preliminary talks, we would, in football, we'd play home and away and then have one non-conference game. So that doesn't work out too bad, even though there's not enough people yet to have a traditional 16 or 18 conference. But we'd like to end up with even numbers at some point. But we know this is going to mature perhaps quickly, perhaps slowly, but it will eventually be up to what we hope is an even 6, 8, 10 number.
We're talking with Woodstock Principal Corey Tafoya, who's part of the new Kishwaukee River Conference. And I know one thing with the football, if you have 6 schools, you automatically, your champion gets to go in. So that's probably one of the concerns, too, especially if your football coaches, they automatically qualify for the playoffs.
That's come up, is how do you have that automatic qualifier? But the football coaches in all of our buildings said, you know, hey, let's, and we, you know, obviously we're talking to our coaches along the way, you know, what would you think about this? And they said, you know, you're going to have a record that's good enough to get you in anyway. The automatic bid really hasn't become as important anymore because, you know, just with your record in the seating and with a lot of 5-4, 6-3 teams getting in, it's just, that's not a concern to them too much, because likely the first champion of the Kishwaukee record, or Kishwaukee conference, is going to get us a record that will allow us to be in the playoffs. So they weren't too concerned about that, needing an automatic bid.
You know, you had also mentioned earlier the disparity in class sizes between schools you're playing currently and where you're at. You know, what's kind of that range you're looking for, I suppose? You know, are you guys looking to be the biggest one in the conference now, or is there kind of a range where you say, you know, we'll go up to this number and still feel like we can be competitive?
Well, I think Burlington Central at about 1,050 is the high school right now, and the Woodstock schools in 950, 900 range, Marengo and Harvard being a little bit smaller than that. I think there's a lot of schools in the area that are kind of within that range or close to that. I don't think we need to go too much higher than that or lower than that. I think that's one of the attractions, that we can keep a nice range of schools in terms of population and not have to expand it too much. I think our integrity of the point, the main point we did this for the Woodstock schools were just to play like-sized schools. So I don't think we're in the name of expansion likely to, you know, find a school that has 1,400, 1,500 just for expansion's sake. I think we would probably hold tight with the numbers we have until we have schools that are in that size, because we know there's a number of them in the area that would more likely at least consider this.
You know, we've been talking a long time, me and you, Corey, back and forth with emails and things, and it's kind of interesting. You know, in athletic conferences, it's almost like 007 time. I mean, people are quiet. There's talks going on. There's rumors. In the Big Northern Conference, I've talked to some of their ADs and their principals and said, hey, you know, you want to come on and comment about this, and they won't do that. And that's okay. That's up to them. But it is kind of a difficult thing to do nowadays, especially in high school sports, is to change those conferences because everybody's kind of like, you can't talk about it.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it's a very new experience for me as a principal and for all the athletic directors because none of us have been a part of this before. And that's the thing. You really have to develop a trust. And before New Year's, we thought we were at the point where we were about ready to have 8 schools and it looked like things were coming together. And then the worm kind of turned and some things in some local areas changed. And all of a sudden, we were kind of like, whoa. So there's been some really interesting developments in this. And just working with the people we've worked with in these 3 schools, the principals and the ADs there, there's really developed from the get-go amongst these 5 schools a really high degree of trust. And that's really something that's critical because, you're going to stick your neck out and say, yes, we're going to do this. And for a school like Marengo to go first and say, I'm trusting that all these other principals and all these other boards are going to agree to this just like I have, because once you stick your neck out there, it's pretty public, and you want those schools that you've been working with, quietly to be there for you. And so that's what's been an interesting thing, is to figure out just how to honor these things and develop them without getting too far out. Because a lot of times people get a sniff of this and they kind of hear what's going on, but there's hardly any details to share, and so they have all these questions that you really can't answer because nothing's been decided yet. So it's a real dichotomy of what you do. Do you talk about things that aren't decided and just so people can have an idea, or do you kind of keep it under your hat for a while? So it's been a delicate walk, to be certain.
You need to write a book. I always tell people to go through this process that I work with. After you go through all this, you need to write a book to help the next guy, don't you think, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that was really actually helpful in the process is when some of the superintendents really jumped in and started to become real helpful for that. My superintendent, Ellen Reske, became really active in this, and the Marengo superintendent, Dan Bertrand, really became kind of an initiator in this too when things got stalled. There's a lot of people that just really were determined to make this happen because we really feel like it's the right thing for all these schools. We're all coming into it for different reasons, but for good reasons, and it's a good solution. I've said a couple times, this idea was just too good to go away for all of our schools, and so that's what's been really fun to watch it develop. But there's a lot of people that have had some real stick-to-itiveness and determination to make this happen.
So you're basically a winner already is the way you guys all feel.
We are thrilled. We really are, and it's fun to kind of see parents. I was supervising a baseball game last night. We were playing Hampshire. And a couple parents said, it really makes sense for us to always play schools this size because now we're back playing our Fox schools, which are the smaller side on ours. And it just, when our kids go to those games with such a different mindset of, that these are schools that look like us. When we go to the football sideline, we don't have, 75 guys on the sideline like they do. So it just feels right. And so a couple parents stopped me and said, we're really excited about this.
Well, thanks so much, Corey. You told me when this was all settled, you'd come on the show, and you stuck by your word, so I sure appreciate it.
It's a pleasure working with you, Dave, and your help and kind of encouragement that it's still worth doing has been helpful, too, so I appreciate that.
You bet. Good luck, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
I hope so.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking to Woodstock Principal Corey Tafoya from the new Kishwaukee River Conference. It'll be interesting to see who else jumps on the board now.
Yeah, that's really what it's about now is where is it going to go, who's going to join in, and see what happens from there. So be interesting to keep an eye out, especially, probably Big Northern Conference, things like that, and see what happens.
That's the reason we're talking about this today, because it's going to affect Rockford Christian and North Boone, because that's their division, the Big Northern East. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. That's what we're here for, right?
That's right.
We're going to take a time out. Back with more of the State Line Sports Hour here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StatelineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by
PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.